Have you spent any time at all reading the plethora of articles on designing and running websites? It won't be long before you encounter the word empathy. The user-centric movement obsesses, rightfully so, about understanding users. We create personas, customer journeys and empathy maps. We run focus groups, test sessions and emotional response tests. And yet, with all our tools and techniques, I'm not convinced we really ever actually empathize with our users. Empathy can be defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I believe that we've become great at understanding the feelings of our users, but rarely do we actually share those feelings. That's because we often lack the experience. To truly empathize with somebody, you have to have either shared a real connection with them or have a similar experience. For example, it's much easier to design a website for a friend who happens to fit the site's demographic than it is to design for an abstract persona. It's also much easier to build something that scratches your own itch because you've got experience of the pain and pleasure of using that app yourself. When designing for a friend or for an experience you've had, the exercise moves from an intellectual one to an emotional one. It's like a method actor. You need more experience. This is all fine and dandy in a world of endless budgets and open timescales. In such a world, you can adopt ethnographic research techniques where you spend time with your target audience and immerse yourself in their experience. But back in the real world, that rarely happens. Projects don't have the time or the budget for this kind of luxury, so where does that leave us? It leaves us looking at ourselves and our own experiences. The wider our experiences and our relationships, the greater the chance that we will end up designing for a friend or scratching our own itch. If we are more rounded, experienced individuals, then more of our own experience can be applied to projects that we work on. Take, for example, a web professional working in-house within an organisation. I'm often shocked how little contact these people have with their end users, or even how little interest they have in the area of expertise of the company. I've worked with web professionals in a pet charity that don't like animals. I've worked with those with web professionals that work on a cycling e-commerce site but don't ride a bike. I've even encountered people who actively avoid their target audience because they feel like they're not their kind of person. You're never going to empathize with a user you disdain or share an experience if you avoid their interests. You have to make the effort. But what about those of us who don't work with a single audience or a single site? What about those of us who work with multiple clients? Admittedly, it's not possible to take an interest in every subject area or befriend every user group. However, we can make the effort to broaden our horizons. This is an area that many in the web community fall horribly short over. It's a particular problem in web hotspots like Brighton, London, or San Francisco. One of the great things about the web profession is its sense of community. There are always meetups, conferences, events and online discussions. The problem is that it often leads to web professionals existing in a web bubble. Many web professionals I know only know other web people. With such a narrow band of relationships, it makes it hard to empathise. Every Monday, I go to the pub with two friends. One is a mechanic and the other is the pastor of a church. Neither of them have a clue about the web, and yet I learn more about good web design from them than I do from many of my peers. I also run a youth group that exposes me to another demographic. These kids live and breathe the web and are horrified when I describe my own pre-web childhood. My involvement with my local church exposes me to a huge cross-section of the populace, from unemployed dropouts to retired professionals. All of this means that when I'm working on a project, the chances are that I can think of somebody I already know to design for rather than designing for a theoretical persona. This makes an enormous difference when it comes to empathizing. But don't stop at expanding your relationships. Also look to expand your experiences. George Orwell, the author of 1984 and Animal Farm, had a privileged background. He attended Eton before going on to be a colonial police officer abroad. He knew little of working life in England and felt compelled to change that. He knew that his background was narrow. He ended up living on the streets of London in an attempt to widen his horizons. Not only did this experience make him more compassionate, it also had a profound impact on his writings. He realised his background was limited, and so were his experiences, and so he went out of his way to change that. We as web professionals would benefit from doing the same thing. I'm not suggesting that we live on the streets, but perhaps we should try surviving on dial-up for a while, or using a screen reader for a week. But more than that, we should look to expand our interest beyond the web and technology by going travelling, moving away from a tech hub, or volunteering for a charity. We will be exposed to people and experiences that we would have otherwise have escaped us. We will see the web differently, and we will be more rounded in our view of users. It will enable us to empathise with real people's experience of technology, not simply our peers in the technology bubble.